Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Jack Kevorkian, the Michigan pathologist who became known the world over as Dr. Death for his morbid fascination with the idea of death and his outspoken zeal for spreading assisted suicide and euthanasia, died earlier this month in a Michigan hospital. He was 83. According to his friend and attorney, Meyer Morgenroth, Kevorkian evidently died from when a pulmonary thrombosis lodged in his heart. From at least 1990 to 1998, Kevorkian readily admitted to assisting in the deaths of well more than 100 people. Burke Balch, who heads National Right to Life's Robert Powell Center for Medical Ethics, noted that many of the victims on whom Jack Kevorkian preyed were people with disabilities who had no terminal illnesses. One was simply old. According to research published in the New England Journal of Medicine, in at least 5 cases, autopsies were unable to confirm any disease at all. From a legal perspective, Kevorkian was literally untouchable. He was tried several times for assisting suicides in Michigan, only to have the charges thrown out. That is, until his ego got the better of him. Kevorkian and his suicide machine drew worldwide attention when he allowed the footage shot by Kevorkian himself to be aired during the CBS Sunday program 60 Minutes. In the video, Kevorkian is seen administering a lethal injection to Thomas Yoak, a man suffering from Lou Gehrig's disease. The tape was used at trial to convict Kevorkian with second-degree murder, which brought a 10 to 25-year prison sentence attached. He was paroled in 2007 after only 8 years. It is clear that Kevorkian was a media celebrity long before HBO produced You Don't Know Jack and recruited Al Pacino to play the title role, a job that earned Pacino an Emmy and a Golden Globe. At the time of Kevorkian's death, Joe Swickard of the Detroit Free Press wrote, "Kevorkian cut a vivid image at premieres and awards, sometimes wearing his iconic blue thrift store sweater with a tuxedo. He almost glowed at receptions as women circled him and powerful men elbowed through the adoring crush to shake his hand." It's no wonder the myths surrounding Kevorkian are impenetrable. According to the Washington Post, those he aided had terminal conditions such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and malignant brain tumors. As bioethicist Wesley J. Smith observed on his blog, "Thus, while the media continually described him as the retired doctor who helped the terminally ill to commit suicide, at least 70% of his assisted suicides were not dying." But Wesley notes to that and other examples where the media turned a blind eye, to the media, it didn't matter. Thankfully, Kevorkian's lifelong goal of legalized assisted suicide has fallen far short. While Oregon and Washington State have tragically legalized the practice, proposals have been rejected in states such as Michigan and Maine. There appeared to be a hope for Kevorkian's often inflammatory efforts to legalize assisted suicide as a constitutional right in 1996 when the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit ruled in favor of such a right. But the decision and Kevorkian's rhetoric were soundly rejected by the unanimous 1997 Supreme Court decision in Washington v. Glucksberg. The unanimous court held that assisted suicide was not a constitutional right. Burke Balch further observed that, while some euthanasia advocates have sought to distance themselves from his bizarre positions and tactics, his tragic legacy illustrates the dangers to the most vulnerable when compassionate, humane responses to depression or disability are replaced with death as an acceptable final solution. Every day, the medically dependent and disabled are in danger of losing treatment as a result of this pervasive mentality. It's up to us to protect them and restore compassionate and humane treatment to people living with chronic illnesses and disabilities. You can join our efforts at nrlc.org.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.